The Supreme Court denying an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell that would have drawn renewed attention to the case after President Trump has tried to tamp down on criticism over his administration's refusal to publicly release more files from Jeffrey Epstein's case. As for the rest of the docket this Supreme Court session, they're taking up, among other things, the banning of trans athletes in sports, voting rights, and the firing of federal workers.
Legal experts say the justices to watch in many of these big cases are Justice Amy Coney Barrett and Chief Justice John Roberts. They're two conservatives, but two that are more inclined to find a moderate middle ground. And decisions in all of those cases are expected sometime before the end of June 2026.
That's ABC's Devin Dwyer, who covers the Supreme Court. State of Illinois and City of Chicago have filed lawsuit this morning seeking to block President Trump's federalization and deployment of the National Guard. The state writing, the American people should not live under threat of occupation by the U.S. military. This is ABC News. It's not even Halloween yet, but some holiday shoppers are already planning on getting their lists ready for Amazon's Prime Days.
What started out as Prime Day 10 years ago has turned into two major shopping events each year. And this week, data analyst Adobe expect the October Prime event to spend about $9 billion online between October 7th and 8th. If that holds, it would be a 6.2% increase over last year. Adobe expects the Buy Now, Pay Later programs to drive $723 million alone in online spending, up 8% from last year. And shopping on your phone is expected to account for half of all spending during Prime Days. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Two of the most popular weight loss drugs will soon be available at Costco. Novo Nordisk has announced that both Ozempic and Wegovy will be sold at Costco pharmacies. A four-week supply with a prescription will set you back $500, but that's about half the list price. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some promising news for students in the UW system hoping to transfer to another UW campus. Under a new proposed policy, all core general education courses could transfer between each of the 13 UW schools. Core general education requirements would range from 30 to 36 credit hours in 10 to 12 courses across six different categories. A UW system press release says establishing these core courses would strengthen existing transfer pathways and reduce the time for students to earn a degree. The policy will be reviewed by the Board of Regents this fall, and if approved, would go into effect for students enrolling in the fall of 2026. Well, beauty, they say, is in the eye of the beholder, but apparently not when you're talking about public art. The Fox River Oracle sculpture in Appleton recently brought the valley some nationwide attention, but not really for a good thing. The sculpture was named the 68th ugliest piece of public art in America, which may not come as much of a surprise to some Appleton residents. The sculpture, meant to represent the gateway to Appleton, has been a source of debate since it debuted nearly four decades ago. Some say it looks like an odd type of horse, while others just see a pile of rocks. The Fox River Oracle has been on the north side of the Oneida Skyline Bridge since 1987. And if you're not an Oracle fan, just remember, it could be worse. You could be driving past a gigantic bug every day on your way to work, like they do in Enterprise, Alabama, where their bullweevil monument tops the list of the nation's least loved public art pieces. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one 9-3, but Jackson Chourio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back, and it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... Man, it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day, get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and showers and falling temperatures to around the 60-degree mark as we go through the afternoon. A north breeze of 5 to 10. Showers likely for early this evening. Mostly cloudy skies. Lows of the upper 40s. Sunshine Tuesday. It's 57 at our studios.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW, streaming for you also on our website at WGBW.fm.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. The same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
97.9 WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Daydreaming with Aretha Franklin on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. My name is Laura McKenna. Thank you so much for being here on this Monday. My husband is actually out in Vegas right now at a sales tax conference. Doesn't that just sound fun? But their sessions only go until the middle of the afternoon, so then he has time to do some sightseeing. And he is not a gambler, so he's probably going to spend $0 in the casino. Doesn't care about any of the shows. But today, he is going to go to the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum. If you're a fan of Ghost Adventures and all those haunted shows, I'm jealous. I'm like, you got to go. You can't take pictures, but you got to remember everything and then tell me all about it. And hopefully nothing follows you home. Ooh, or I don't know. Maybe I hope it does.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Great Pumpkin Train rides again. This National Railroad Museum treat includes a train ride to the Pumpkin Patch, where you can find your own pumpkin to take home. Live entertainment too, October 11th and 18th. And join the Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle Half Marathon and 5K on October 26th. After crossing the finish line, celebrate with a crisp caramel apple and warm mug of their signature hot cider. Register at wisconsinruns.com/Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Our news crew is working on another local news update from the WGBW newsroom, and that's coming your way in less than 5 minutes.
We'll be right back.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A child died in an ATV accident in Glenmore over the weekend. Brown County Sheriff's deputies sent out a news release Saturday morning saying an adult was driving the ATV when the crash happened on Friday around 11 a.m. Names are not being released at this time. The incident is under investigation. 66 veterans who fought in the War on Terror returned to a hero's welcome yesterday at the Appleton Airport. Hundreds of friends and family members filled an airport hangar to welcome the veterans home from an emotional four-day retreat to Ground Zero and the 9/11 Memorial in New York City. The nonprofit Old Glory Honor Flight organized the trip. The group's mission is to send veterans to their war memorials as a way to say thank you, but also to offer mental health support. Organizers say the trips offer veterans an opportunity to talk to other vets, to heal, and to understand the resources available to reach out for help if they need it. According to the latest data available from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, 136 Wisconsin veterans died by suicide in 2022. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and showers and falling temperatures to around the 60-degree mark as we go through the afternoon. North breeze of 5 to 10. Showers likely for early this evening. Mostly cloudy skies. Lows of the upper 40s. Sunshine Tuesday. It's 57 at our studios.
Turns back.
Local news and timeless hits. So many different versions of this song have been made, but here's Nancy Sinatra on 97.9 WGBW. These boots are made for walking.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Thank you.
timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. The Brewers hosting the Cubs in Game 2 of the NLDS. Mike Clemens has more sports for you coming up at the top of the hour. Brewers leading that series 1-0. Hopefully today it becomes 2.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits. Definitely make time tonight, though, to stay tuned in to 97.9 WGBW, because Nightlight with Pete Schwabba starts at 6 o'clock from 6 until 8, and he has an awesome lineup of guests this week, including maybe you're looking to do a little video of your upcoming wedding. There's cinematographers and video editing team Chair on the Stair Films. Maybe this is your crew. Also tomorrow night, comedian Jim Flanagan joins Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Be here every single night starting at 6 weekdays here on WGBW. If for some reason you have to miss a show, I don't know what could be more important, but if you do, on the rare occasion, you can check out the podcast always at WGBW.FM.
Hey, Green Bay and Northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Grab yourself a bowl of Booyah to help Hoo-Ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th, from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of Booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support Hoo-Ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of Booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
97.9 FM. I keep on.
Keep on dancing at a friend's dance floor. Keep on dancing at a friend's dance floor.
news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Thank you so much for the emails popping into my inbox. I mentioned my husband was in Vegas, not much of a gambler, but I got an email saying, tell him to go for sure. Just walk inside and see the sights in Caesar's Palace and the Bellagio. They said those are the two most beautiful. I will pass that along.
Songs you know, information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. You're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying, watch his hand been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away, oh yes I know. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it. Watch my daddy in bed and die, watch his hair been a turning
know it too. By the devil, don't want to go by demon, don't want to go by Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die.